I was only a Christian in a very superficial way. What I was missing in the whole picture was earnestness and seriousness towards Christ. During a communion service at an Awana scholarship camp, I observed genuine reverence for Christ. From this, I realized that when we are earnest and truly desire to seek the Lord in our hearts, the Lord will give us many opportunities to see His hand working in our lives. I thank the Lord for Uncle Joseph Cho, as he has been a great mentor and guide for my spiritual life. Since grade 7, Uncle Joseph has been coming to my house every week to guide me in understanding God's Word and showing me examples of when the Bible can be practical in our lives. I also thank the Lord for Nathan Choi and Michael Sargent, that through our discussions and encouragement for each other, I have discovered the real meaning of a church community. One thing that they have helped me with is getting me to start reading my Bible every day. Reading the Bible was a major catalyst in aiding me to realize the presence of God in a way that I have never experienced before. I realized that God was my Father talking to me through the Bible, not just someone who rules over earth from a distance. The Laundry Fellowship members have been great role models for me as their sharings over dinner at Pastor Andy's house and how they act and live their lives has inspired me to be like them, loving the Lord, serving Jesus Christ, and offering their lives as living sacrifices. So after I got more serious with God, I began to see the sin in my life. Though I have always been told, everyone is a sinner, I thought to myself, I can't be that bad, right? I don't do drugs, I don't smoke, I'm not part of a gang, right? Well, of course, I only had a superficial understanding of what a sinner meant. Never before had I been confronted with the fact that I was a sinner and that God couldn't accept me because He was holy. As it says in Romans 2:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. However, because He loved us so much, like our earthly parents love us, He wanted to be close with us, like how our earthly parents want to bond with us. So He did something very heart-aching. He sent Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, to be the legal payment for our sins. This is stated in John 3:16, which says, for God so loved the world, that He gave His one and only Son, and whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. After His death, Jesus rose again, and that has allowed God to be among us. God told us in 1 Corinthians 15, 16-17, for if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. God's love is unconditional and can only be obtained through faith in Jesus Christ. Today in the hearts of Christians isn't just a weird thing called the Holy Spirit. It is God guiding our lives in a way that is glorifying to Him. Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, I have finally been able to experience a personal and intimate relationship with my Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord for giving me so many opportunities and so much guidance to help me to get to know my personal Savior better. I didn't have much of a personal relationship with God before, but I can now feel God's indwelling Spirit in a way that I could not have before with my own works. How I previously lived my life was very different than how I do now. The contrast between my old self and my new self in Christ is like day and night. Now I find myself living in the glory of God, letting my life be a witness to the message of Christ. One way that I have tried to be a witness of the Lord is by using my love for Scripture to run a Christian fellowship with other members of our servant team at my public high school, Eric Hamber Secondary, in Vancouver. My goal in doing this is to help my friends and others to know the Lord better through our Bible studies. I hope my dedication and time will help them dedicate their lives to Christ.